To connect your call, press 6.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi sir, very good morning, this is John Williams, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Sounds lovely. Your security code is 885500.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I was supposed to ring you back at 10 o'clock, but I was busy in my board meeting this morning, so that's why I'm late. So could you please go ahead and be in front of your computer? I have news for you.
Starting up.
All right, okay.
So, have you got the money?
Sir, actually, I had a word with BOQ. That account is blocked, and that money is will be refunded into your account within 8 to 10 hours. It will be refunded.
Okay.
I had a word with them this morning and last night as well. And I had a discussion with them regarding the payment of 19,200 which you have made on Thursday. That account is blocked. And actually money got credited. And after the money credited, they blocked their account. Why they blocked it? Because this hacker was using this account for so long time. And one of the other customer, he complained on this account, okay, to BOQ, and just because of that, they blocked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because as I told you, you are not the victim. So many customers are the victim. So this hacker was using this account for money laundering by using the other customer account as well. Okay, so he already got to know about that, and he complained BOQ. And they blocked this account in which we made a payment, okay?
Okay.
So that's the reason your money will be refunded into your account by today itself. I think it is
so
already refunded.
That will be the end for me, will it?
Yes, I think it will be, it is already refunded. I need to check, okay, my email that they told me once it will be refunded, they are going to inform me by email. Yeah, hold on. By the way, the mobile phone which you have, that is a smartphone or a normal phone?
It's a smartphone, Samsung.
And you get network in your mobile phone? Like you use internet in your mobile phone, internet?
Yeah, I use emails and SMS. There's supposed to be banking on it, but I don't know anything about that. I only use banking on the telephone when I go overseas.
Okay, when you are in the house, okay, you connect your mobile phone through the Wi-Fi?
No.
So how you use
it? No, I don't.
In your
I always drive down to the boat ramp to make telephone calls.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about telephone calls, like internet, sir. Like, you know, if you want to...
No, I would drive down to the house. I don't use emails on my telephone.
Alright.
I just can't use it. It's always switched off, like it's a 10 minutes, it's switched off.
Okay, I got you. Alright, just wait.
Okay, it's up and running.
Yeah, leave it, okay? I'm doing some checkup. Hold on.
computer's rebooting.
Yeah, hold on. Just wait, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're there?
Yep.
You told me you never connect your mobile through the Wi-Fi, right?
Right.
Do you know how to connect the Wi-Fi in your mobile phone? Do you know?
I know how to click Wi-Fi on, that's about it.
So just go ahead and check it is connected. Right now your mobile is connected with the Wi-Fi or not. Check it, please.
Okay, switching the telephone on. I'm going to settings. Connections. It says Wi-Fi is turned on. The Wi-Fi call is turned off.
Okay, have a look extremely top, okay, can you see in your mobile phone the Wi-Fi sign, you know how to look, how Wi-Fi signal look like?
Yep.
So can you see that sign?
No. Across the top? No, I've got no bars, so there's no connection to the internet, there's no connection whatsoever.
Okay, then go to the Wi-Fi option, Wi-Fi.
There's a blue Wi-Fi sign next to that. It says Wi-Fi is on. Wi-Fi calling is off.
No, no, you have the Samsung Android phone, correct?
Correct.
So click on Wi-Fi where you can see turn on, okay, just click on that, Wi-Fi, on the Wi-Fi word.
It says, it's actually got my network there.
And it is selected, here. It is selected?
I think so, yeah. It says it's available.
So click on your network, click on that.
Click on the...
Network, your network, like your Wi-Fi network is showing over there, right? Click, just select it. Click on it.
Just a minute. It needs a password.
Yes, that means it is not connected. So you remember your password of the Wi-Fi?
Yep.
Try to put in there. Okay. What did you see after putting the password?
Just a minute. It wants me to connect. It says it's connecting. It says it's connected.
Connected, right?
Yep.
All right, okay. Now just
and now I've got the Wi-Fi sign at the top.
Okay, all right. Just wait a moment now.
PC's just gone off.
Yeah, leave it, leave it.
Rebooting again.
Yeah, leave it.
It was showing me the ANZ bank account, which was wrong, with the wrong balances.
Yeah, actually, I told you it. Still the fake statement is active. Okay, I was just checking the refund of 19,200 is done or not. I was just checking that. Okay.
Yeah, it's not there. They always take a day.
Yeah.
They're hopeless.
So, could you please help me out with your email address?
Doug.Robbie@bitcoin.com. Are you again?
Sorry?
Yes.
Confirm me once again.
.com.au.
.com.au or just only AU?
.au. .com.au.
All right, okay, hold on. Just check, I'm typing it, okay? D-O-U-G.
Robbie.
Robbie, R-O.
D-B-I-E.
I-E at.
Big Pond.
Big Pond.
.com.
.com. .au, correct?
Correct.
Right, hold on. Now do one thing in your mobile phone, just look your Play Store. Look all your applications you have Play Store in your mobile phone. Check it, please.
Which one do you want?
Open the Play Store application in your mobile phone. Play Store.
Yep, Play Store's open.
Open, right? Okay, hold on.
Wants to sell me TikTok, Uber, Spotify.
Okay, in the Play Store at the top, can you see a search panel?
Yep.
Click on that and type in the A for Apple.
I.
N for November.
N.
Y for Yankee.
Y. Any desk.
Yeah, click on that, any desk. Now what do you see?
Any desk, remote, desktop, any desk software, GmbH.
Yeah, can you see the first one, any desk, remote desktop, click on that.
It says it wants to install it or something. Yeah,
click on install.
It's just flipped out of it. Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a snippet of an address. Just a minute. Sorry, any desk. Wait a minute. Any desk plugin.
Yeah, what option do you see?
What's new? Install?
Yeah, install. Okay, install.
Do you want to control my phone as well?
No, sir. Actually, I told you we are going to provide you a complete security. So by the help of this, your phone will always connect with a safe mode.
It's installing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got uninstall, and it says it's installed.
Yeah, it is installed, right?
Yep.
Now go to the home screen of your mobile phone.
Yep.
Now look all your application. You have the new application which is called AnyDex.
It hasn't put it on the front yet.
Look it. I think it will be there. Look at it.
This is a really old phone, so just a minute.
What do you see?
Yes, just a minute. It's giving me grief, having its knickers in a twist. Oh, God. I was going to use your money to buy a new phone.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to, okay? What do you see? Let me know.
I've gone to Google for some damn reason.
Okay, right. Hold on.
It's not come up in my list of apps.
Sorry, what do you see, sir?
Okay, wait a minute. AnyDex. Okay, just a minute. It wants me to install it again.
What do you see? Tell me.
I'm in Google Store again, and it wants me to install AnyDex. I can't find the app anywhere.
Okay, in the Google, okay, you are in the Google or you are in the Play Store?
Wait a minute. Right, I'm back at the menu. So, I go to have a look at all my apps. Samsung,
yes.
Galleries, settings. There's no AnyDex listed there. Okay, what do I do?
Go to the Play Store, open the Play Store. Got it.
Got it.
Now, at the Play Store, at the top, can you see a search?
Yes.
Click on that and type in the AnyDex. Now, what do you see?
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, just a minute. Any guess? Okay. I'm back to search using Google. It's got any...
No, Google, no Google. Play Store. Play Store.
It says Google Store, Galaxy Store.
No, not Galaxy Store. No. You are in a wrong. You are in the wrong app. Okay, Play Store. Go to the home screen of your mobile. Okay, and look all your application one by one. There is an app which is called Play Store. P-L-A-Y.
No, based on my, just a minute, I'll try Samsung. No, not there.
It must be there, so check
Play
it.
Play Store. Yeah, there it is. Okay,
yeah,
Play Store.
Open that.
Okay. Okay, now you want me to search for any disk.
Yes.
Okay, any desk, desktop, software from GmbH.
No. Can you see any disk, remote software, desktop, remote, like that, any
desk? Desktop, yes.
Yeah, you need to install that one. It is installing?
Yes.
Okay, I am about to close your investigation, so I have to make a report, okay? I need your driver's license and your date of birth, please. Just confirm me your date of birth.
11th of August, 1946.
Sorry?
11th of August, 1946.
11th of August, 1946, right?
Yep.
And your driver's license number and card number. You have the driver's license?
Yep.
Get it, please.
102.
That is your driver's license number?
Yeah.
Yeah, 102.
269.
269.
081.
081. And the card number of that driver's license? Look at it, there is a card number. Yeah.
Okay, capital. C for Charlie. B for Douglas.
Uh-huh.
D for Echo.
Uh-huh.
A for Alpha.
Uh-huh.
99.
Uh-huh.
Charlie. 422.
Okay, and the expiry date?
19th of June. Oh, sorry. The 6th of August. 23.
Sixth of August, 23, and I believe, from which state you got this license?
It's Queensland.
Queensland, yes. All right, okay. Now just check your mobile phone, it is installed or not.
It's installed. You want me to open it?
Yes.
Privacy statement, okay. KLMS agent. I agree to all these terms. Confirm. Plug-in application.
Yeah, hold on.
This app has remote control over this Android device, yeah.
What do you see, sir?
I've got the plug-in activation screen.
Yeah, okay. So what option do you see? Continue, next, install. What option do you see?
Skip or agree with this activation.
No, agree.
Acceptability. So, do you want to have them to have screen reader, visibility, hearing enhancement?
Yeah, what option do you see? Yeah, what option do you see? Like continue, next.
But there's no next.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you a text message in your mobile phone, okay? Just check you got the text message.
Can I go to home now?
Yeah, just go to your messages, okay? I have sent you a text message. Just check it.
No, not here yet. It takes a little bit of a time.
You have a network?
No, I have no network because I'm sitting in the house.
Just go a little bit
outside. Outside.
Yeah, just go a little bit outside, okay? I think you will get a network.
Yeah. It takes a long time for me to get SMSs.
You got a mobile signal?
Yeah, I've got 2 bars.
Now go to SMS, okay, your text message, and check whether you have received the message or not.
Okay, it'll tell me when it gets here.
Got it?
I've got 2 SMSs.
Yeah, can you see, open the message, there is a message from XE, and there is a code. XE.
I've got 2 messages.
Open the message.
Bill,
uh-huh.
And something from AUTHMSG. Well, money transfer for verification code is...
Uh-huh. Tell me the code. Tell me the code.
Just a minute. 433842.
Yeah, tell me the code.
433842.
433842.
Yeah.
Four three three eight four two, right? Okay, hold on. All right, get back to your home, please. Get back inside your home.
Okay, the computer's still blank.
Yeah, leave it, please. Hold on.
Why are you sending something to India?
Sir, actually, I am just checking all the activities doing which is doing by the hacker. I'm not sending anything to anywhere, okay? To anyone.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you see now on your screen?
Blank. It just went blank.
Okay. As I told you, sir, I am just checking like all the proper security and the activities which is doing by the hacker, okay? And they have registered so many accounts under your name, okay? And using your details to send money to their friend or partner, okay?
Okay, you sound Indian.
Absolutely not, sir. Actually, going my intensity, I'm Indian nation, but I'm working here from Bahrain, as I told you at the beginning of this call. Hold on, okay? Let me check. Are you moving anything?
Oh, the mail.
Don't touch anything, please. Okay, I believe right now you don't have signal in your mobile phone.
So I've got one little bit, but I could get an SMS, but not call.
Okay, I got you. All right, hold on. Just wait. Okay, you there?
Yep.
Now I am just, as I promised to you, I will remove all the accounts which is added into your account. I'm going to remove all the hackers account. So I have found like so many international account is already added in your account. What they have done, okay, they have created an account under your name in some of the money transfer website, and they are also using they are doing international money transfer as well, okay? So okay. I am just deactivating those accounts which they have activated under your name, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. What do you see now?
Nothing, it's still blank.
Okay, do not touch anything, your internet is fluctuating right now.
Nothing.
Okay, hold on. I believe, sir, like you are retired, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now look your mobile phone. Is the Anydex is installed? Look at your mobile phone. Look all your application in your mobile phone. Can you see Anydex application? Anydex.
No. It's not on my Finder, the search screen. So I don't know where it is. Anyway, probably there somewhere. Oh, it is Anydex.
You got the Anydex?
Yeah. Want me to run it?
No, hold on, hold on. By the way, have you got the bank statement or utility bill in which you have last 3 months, okay, not old, okay, last 3 months, any utility bill in which you have your proof of address as a document?
I printed my statements out about 2 weeks ago.
Your bank statement you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, and check your bank statement in the front of the page. You have your address over there in that paper?
Just a minute. When I print my visa out, there's always an address on it.
Sorry?
When I get my visa, I printed my visa card, that's got the address on it.
Sir, I
but
need...
The, But the access account does not have the address. It says access and then the number. And my
do you have any utility bill, like electricity bill or anything, which in which you have... your address?
Of course. I get utility bills all the time.
Yeah, just check it, sir. I need last 3 months, not older, okay? Like, if you have last month bill, it would be better.
I've got my Telstra bill. That's
okay,
my 307. It's got the wrong address on it.
No,
my
I need
electricity
the correct
bill.
Uh-huh, correct address I need.
It's dated the 7th of the 3rd. It says P.O. Box 1219.
Your address is mentioned over there, your address?
Yeah, P.O. Box 1219, Moston.
It is your address?
Pardon?
It is your address?
Of course.
Sir, your address is 1307 Mossman.
12.
Sorry?
1219.
What is your address?
1219, P.O. Box.
Your address is not this, 1037 Mossman Bantry Road?
No, I don't have a post office. I don't have a box at the, on the road. I go to the post office to get my mail. I'm a post office box.
Okay.
I live at 1307 Mossman Bantry Road, Rocky Point.
So, in your utility bill, okay, what is the address is mentioned over there?
P.O. Box 1219, Mossman, Queensland, 4873.
Okay, do you have a scanner? You have a scanner?
Yeah.
Can you scan that, okay, and save in your computer? Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, get back to your computer and scan it.
Why do you want this?
Because I am closing your investigation, okay? We are about to close, okay? That's the reason it is required. So put in your scanner and scan it and save in your computer that bill.
I've got to put some bloody thing on. Just a minute.
Is your scanner is on right now?
Yeah.
So do you know how to scan?
Yeah. I'm just trying. My mouse is frozen for some reason.
Try to move your mouse.
My mouse won't work. Oh, there it is, sorry. Sorry, now it's jumped to the top right-hand corner.
Okay, hold on. Don't touch anything, hold on.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Now try to do that.
No, it's jammed again. Now it's jammed.
Try to move it, sir, from your mouse. Try to move it properly.
It's jammed. It's right at the corner of the Microsoft sign. Maybe the battery's flat or something. I don't know. Well, it's jumping all over the place like a mad woman.
Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute. It's working.
It's working now?
Yep. My HP thing's disappeared. Just a minute. Something's gone wrong somewhere. Okay, Hewlett-Packard is loading. So we'll get there eventually. Okay, scan.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Is it scanned?
The bill is on the center screen.
Okay, all right, hold on. Don't touch anything.
Okay, you want me to save it?
Yeah, hold on, hold on. Okay. Hold on. What do you see now?
Blank screen, it just went blank. You saved the document to my desktop.
Okay, hold on. Now, where is your mobile phone?
It's on the table next to me.
Okay, go a little bit outside. I'm going to send you a text again.
I can't go outside. It's raining.
Go near your window or door, okay? You will get a text.
Okay.
Check. You got the text? Open that?
Yep.
Tell me the code.
I've got my text.
Open that, tell me the code.
388006.
Let me check. Actually, this code is to deactivate all those account which the hacker created under your name, okay? It is a fake message just to divert the mind of the hacker, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, you have the driver's license?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, let me check. Okay, in your mobile phone, okay, just open the Anydex, please, in your mobile phone.
Sorry, ask you what?
In your mobile phone, okay, look all your application. You have Anydex application in your mobile phone. Anydex. Go, check it.
I have to find it. Just a minute. It hasn't come up as an icon yet.
It will be. It will be as an icon, okay?
Yeah, go on.
Got it.
It's got screen reader, visibility.
No, click the back button single time, the back button.
Sorry?
Click the back button single time. You have to get rid of from here, okay?
It's gone to tutorial.
Yeah, skip that tutorial, skip it.
It's got my address.
Tell me your address, please.
855-665-638.
I'm going to send you a request. You have to accept it. Give a click on I am aware or I trust, then accept.
Security warning.
Yeah, give a click on I am aware of this risk or I trust this or and accept. Click on that.
I clicked on it.
Yeah, then you scroll up a little bit, you will get an option accept. You scroll up a little bit, click on accept.
Accept.
Did you click on accept?
Incoming request.
Yeah, accept. Accept. Now what do you see?
Just wait a minute.
You scroll up, you can see accept option, accept.
Accept.
Now start. What option do you see? Start now.
Enter remote address. iPhone 455-001-222 is now viewing your desk.
Yeah, what option do you see?
Enter remote address.
No, you can't see accept or start now, anything like that.
Start now, yes, that's right down the bottom.
Click on start now. Now press the home button. Go to the home screen.
Okay, I'm on home.
You're on the home screen?
Yep.
Okay, now I'm going to send you a link through the text message in your mobile phone. Open the text message. Go near your window. Have a look on the left hand top, there is a back arrow. Click on the back arrow, left and top. Yeah, go near your window a little bit, like near your window, you will get a message. Go a little bit near your window.
One message unread?
Not that one, okay? You just go a little bit near your window or door, so you will get a proper signal. You don't have the proper signal network.
Yeah.
Click on conversation, not contact.
What was that?
click on conversation, conversation, left and bottom, conversation.
I'm sorry, it's raining here and I've got a tin roof and I can't hear you.
Click on the back arrow, left and top, there is a, you know, open your messages, click on the left and top, the back arrow, left and top, the back arrow, left and top, the back arrow. So you're making a mistake, okay? Give a click on the left hand top, there is a back arrow, click on that.
Okay, it's showing me groups and the whole
yeah,
of the
have
name.
A look. Have a look at the bottom left hand, there is an option, conversation. Click on that.
Conversation. Just a minute. Oh, bloody hell. Let's wait a minute.
Open the messages.
Just a minute. Conversations. One. Did one go to it?
Okay, go near your window, you will get a message. Go outside a little bit, you will get a message. Now, give a click on the back arrow, yeah. Give a click on conversation.
Just a minute. I'm not sure this one's holding two phones.
Yes. Now, come inside. Come inside your house. Come inside the house. Sir, come inside.
Okay, just a minute. We won't go to conversation.
Sir, you need to come inside the house. I will let you know. Come inside the house. Come inside.
You won't go to conversations.
Sir, you need to come inside the house. Come inside the house. Okay, now listen.
Yeah.
Open the first message, okay, on Fido. Open that one. The first message.
On Fido.
Yeah, open that. Click on it.
Click on the
link.
There's a link there.
Yeah, open that. Click on it. Click on Remind Me Later.
ID, confido.com, update internet, mobile session link to your computer.
Click on Remind Me Later at the bottom.
Okay, then
okay,
it's
now click
continue.
On Continue. Now you need to click on Tech Portal.
It says Submit License Front.
Yeah,
take
first
photo.
Of all, yeah, click on Tech Portal. The camera will be open. Click on Tech Portal. Allow. Click on Allow.
Camera's just opened.
Now you need to put your driver's license on the table and take a photo. Put it on the table. Put me on loudspeaker first, okay? Put your landline on the loudspeaker and keep it beside you so that it would be easy for you to take a photo, alright? By using your mobile.
Okay.
Now hand it with your mobile, okay, and take a photo of your driver's license front. Put your driver's license on the table. And take a proper picture. Clean picture. Click on OK.
Okay, I took a photo.
Yeah, click on OK.
What do you want me to do now?
Click on OK.
Pardon?
click on OK. There is an option, OK, on the right hand
okay.
side. Click on that.
Okay.
Now click on upload. Now you need to take a photo.
Back.
Yeah, take a photo. Uh-huh. Click on take photo. Click on take photo. Now take a photo of the back.
Just a minute.
What are you doing, sir?
Got itself confused. It's gone back to the messages. Just a minute. It showed me all the different screens. I don't know how to get them back. So it's back on the home menu again.
Open your message. Open your message once again.
Yep.
Open the link.
Okay.
What do you see?
I've got my camera back, so just a minute, I'll take the photo.
Click on OK.
Okay.
Click on OK.
And upload?
Yes.
It's uploaded.
Now, just wait, don't touch anything, okay? Now, click on continue. You have to take a selfie. Click on continue. Allow, enable camera. Click on enable camera. Click on enable, allow. Click on allow.
Okay. It's got
click
to
on allow.
Keep your face within the oval.
Yeah, give a click on allow. Now, put your face inside the oval, okay? Put your face inside the oval and take a photo. Remove your specs. Remove your specs. Take a photo now. Take a photo. It is hazy. No, no, it is hazy. It is hazy. Turn on the lights.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Turn on the lights. Turn on the lights. It is very dark.
Okay, I'm in a house and my house is dark.
All right, now take a proper picture. Don't hazy, okay? Don't take a blur picture, okay?
Okay, just a moment.
Keep your hand steady.
I'm going outside. Just a minute.
Okay, take a photo now. Take a selfie. Make your eyes big. No, it is not proper.
Okay, here's that one.
No, sir, you have to take a picture of only of your face, not your body, okay, not your chest.
That's what
all
comes
right?
out. I can't do any better.
Sir, listen, you are taking a picture of your chest, okay? You have to take a picture only of your face, okay? Click on redo. Click on redo. Click on redo. I will guide you.
Okay.
Click on redo. Now take a selfie of your face only. Only your face.
Just a minute.
Put your face only, okay? Yes. Take a selfie now.
No, it's on wide angle. It takes my chest anyway.
Click on upload. problem now.
Okay, it's uploaded.
Okay, hold on. What do you see in your mobile phone?
My selfie. It says check my selfie.
Click on upload.
I already did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's uploading. Upload successful. You can now return to your computer to continue.
Okay, hold on. Now go to the home screen of your mobile.
Yep.
Thank you. Now I am giving you the details, write it down in a piece of paper.
Okay.
Grab a fresh piece of paper, okay?
Yeah.
Now write down the name, Hifex, H-I, H for hotel, I for indigo.
Just a minute. H-I.
F for father, X for
father,
X-ray.
X-ray.
Yeah, then limited in short form, L-T-D, okay, in short form.
So, H-I-F-E-L-T-D.
No, H-I-F-X, X for X-ray.
Or X, X-L-T-D.
Yeah, L-T-D. L-T-D means limited, okay, in short form.
Correct. H-I-F-X-L-T-D.
Yeah, write down the BSB number. Below that, 08.
Oh, I don't want to do another transfer.
You don't have to. I'm just giving you the details. Write it down, please.
BSB.
082.
057.
Now write down the account number.
Account number, yep.
8563.
8563
Correct. And below that, write it down. The reference number.
Reference number?
Yeah, C for Charlie.
C?
1325.
1325.
3238.
3238. So, C for Charlie, 1325 3238.
Correct. Hold on, what do you have to do with the details? I'm going to let you know. Hold on.
I'm not going to do anything with this.
You don't have to go to the... Sir, actually, you don't have to go to the branch to make a payment or anything. No, you don't have to. Okay, this is the information which we have found. And I will let you know what we are going to do with that. Okay, hold on. Okay, what is the reference you have written? Tell me the reference number.
Charlie, 1325 3238.
Correct. Okay, hold on. Okay, in your mobile phone, open the Anydex, please, in your mobile phone.
Yeah, what? Yes.
Now, what do you see in the Anydex?
Sorry, I don't know what an index is.
What do you see in Anydex? What do you see?
Oh, Anydex. Sorry.
Yeah.
Give me a break. The brain's gone. You know I'm old.
Open your Anydex application in your mobile, please. Now I'm going to send you a request. Give a click on accept. I am aware or accept. Click on that. You will get a security warning.
I'm back to my. Oh yeah, there it is. Security warning.
Yeah, give a click on I am aware. Yeah, click on accept.
Incoming connection request.
Yeah, start now. Click on start now.
Sorry?
Accept. Click on accept. Start now. Click on start now. Now press the home button. Go to the home screen.
Come on, home button.
You can see your home screen now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text, a dummy message, just to divert the mind of the hacker. Okay, go to your messages, please.
Yeah, I haven't got one yet, so I'm just outside waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Yeah, open your messages.
955806. Just a minute.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Delete that message. Delete it, please. Delete it.
955806.
It is a dummy one. Delete it.
Okay, one selected. Delete. It's deleted.
Delete it?
Yep.
Hold on. Now have a look left hand top, there is a back arrow. Click on that. Okay, you need to delete the first and the second message as well from the top.
Okay. You want them deleted?
Yes.
They're both deleted.
Now the first one as well.
That's deleted as well.
All right, hold on now.
Thank you.
No, just tell me the code again. Go to
3, just wait a minute. 397036.
Okay, hold on, let me check. Alright, okay. Delete that message, please. Delete it. Delete it.
Deleted.
Yeah. All right, you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on.
Yep, what do you want?
Yeah, hold on, please. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I have just checked all the security and I have deactivated those account as well, which they have created under your name, like in Western Union or XE Money Transfer. Okay, they registered it under your name by using your identity and they was trying to use it, so I have deactivated it today, all right? So what we need to do, you have to leave your computer as it is, do not touch it, okay? I'm going to give you a call back just for 5 minutes at 6 o'clock, all right? And till then, don't do online shopping and online banking. And after that, my investigation will get complete, and tomorrow I'm going to send a technician, okay?
Okay.
All right, and don't do online shopping and online banking, okay, till 6 o'clock, all right? Don't touch anything, all right?
Okay.
Wait for my call, 6 o'clock, I'm going to give you a call back, all right?
Okay.
Okay,
if
you will get any call from any XE or from ANZ, okay, one more thing I forgot to tell you, in order to deactivate all those accounts which they have created under your name, okay, so what we have done, okay, I think you won't get any call from ANZ, I think, but in case if you will get a call, all right?
Yes.
In case, I think you won't get any call, but in case, let me check, hold on.
Did you do a transfer?
Yeah, just hold on, let me check in my system, just wait, I'm checking some security. All right, yeah, everything is absolutely working fine. What I was telling, like, in case, if you will get any call from ANZ, so what we have done a transfer of $5,000 into HiFix Limited, okay, the account details which I have given you, all right? It is a dummy one.
Did you use BPay?
No, not BPay, it is a normal, pay anyone, okay, pay anyone, pay me,
pay anyone.
Okay?
I want to be there till tonight.
Yeah, actually it is a dummy one, okay, so you won't get any call from ANZ, but in case if you will get a call, tell them, yeah, I need this payment of $5,000 to HiFix Limited, it is my wallet account. HiFix Limited, it is my wallet account, okay? Wallet account means, like, do you know what is wallet account is?
No.
Wallet is like, you know, you use PayPal sometimes, PayPal, Amazon Pay, like that, PayPal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like a PayPal wallet account, okay?
Okay.
All right. So just tell them I'm it is my own wallet account, I made this payment to my wallet account. Okay, that's
okay.
It. All right?
Okay.
I think you won't get any call, but in case if you will get a call, so you should answer them properly. Okay?
Okay.
I am 100% sure you will not get any phone call from me there. Okay?
Well, they normally ring on my mobile, so I don't get it anyway.
Yeah, all right. Not an issue, sir. You just take rest for the day and don't touch your computer. Don't shop. Don't do online shopping and banking. I will call you at 6 o'clock.
If okay, everything should be fixed by tonight.
Yeah, and if I will be a little bit late, a half an hour or 15 minutes, so wait for my call, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Take care. Bye.